Thank you. Yes, I'm Jenny. I'm from the Sheffield Climate Alliance. You can see our banner over there. Why am I here to talk about climate change today? Well, 2016 was the hottest year on record by a long way. The planet is warming up, and it's due to our emissions caused by the way we're running our economy, the fossil fuels that we're digging up and burning. And Donald Trump is someone who doesn't believe this. He's someone who ignores this. He's someone who denies it. So he has put in his cabinet people who deny it, people who are fossil fuel executives. He's pushing ahead with really destructive projects, bringing more fossil fuels, digging more fossil fuels out of the ground. This is very much linked to the subject that our last couple of speakers have talked about refugees and migrants. Climate change is one of the biggest factors pushing people from the global south into the Western economies at the moment, as well as war, and often the same thing is causing war and causing refugees. And it's like in Syria, it has also 7 years of drought behind it that exacerbates the whole situation. So there's a quote here today from Africa which says, "Across Africa, we are already dying from killer droughts. We cannot let one man abandon the climate when millions are trying to save it and save our lives. If you've looked at the figures on what will happen with climate change, you might think that 1 degree doesn't sound too bad. But that is not equal across the whole of the globe. And Africa is the place, and countries that are already under so much stress are the places where climate change is hitting first and hitting worst. So we have the word climate refugee, and that is reflecting that people are moving for lots of reasons, and one of them is that their livelihoods are being destroyed by climate change. So if Trump, as he's threatened, says he will pull the US out of the Paris Climate Agreement, which is the only thing we have between us and climate disaster, then we need your action. We need everybody to understand around the world that the problem with climate change is deeply linked to the other problems with the economy, the problems of low pay and austerity, the problems of migration and refugees. And that's where we need to take action on climate change as well as on all those issues. So please don't be a climate ignorer. Please don't think that because there are lots of pressing issues today that we can wait to solve climate change. What we need is a really positive program to change our economy. We need a lot less carbon and we need a lot more care. This is actually really good news for women and women's employment, because the jobs that are about caring for other people, teaching people, looking after people are very low carbon jobs. And that's the kind of jobs we want to see created. We also need jobs which are about insulating our homes, making our homes warmer, having fantastic public transport, and having renewable energy, so that we can actually live on this planet without destroying it for other people. We're talking about a time when the Arctic is warming at a frightening rate, and if the Arctic gets too warm and the ice melts, the whole global climate will be affected. It's not an issue just for nature, it's an issue for us and for people around the world. And I hope that you will have a look at our website, find out more about climate change and climate refugees, and act with us. We really welcome everyone to get involved. Woo!